something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT,
we play a brand new game called Sing Along.
We get a little political.
And Wayne Critch for MLA. Put your hands together. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
Hello.
There he is.
How's it going, bud?
Really good. How's your new house?
It's good. I'm in my room, on the couch in my room. And, I mean, it's not set up yet. I don't have, like, a desk in here yet, but I've got, like, you know, the bed's here.
The floors are done. Oh, yeah, I got the workbench all set up?
Yeah, it's got, well, I've got the couch and just stuff in here, and it's just been painted, so now we can start moving stuff in.
You can tell it sounds echoey. I like me a bedroom couch, and I really like a kitchen couch.
Oh, a kitchen couch.
The sneaky country kitchen couch.
Yeah, the little hangout while you're having a coffee couch.
Yeah, or the, while you're cooking, someone's sitting on the couch.
Nice.
That
yeah,
couch.
This one, this I got a nice view of the magnolia tree in the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
So it's got good vibes as well.
You've been watering that, Matt?
Yeah, I did it again yesterday. The huge watering. Well, I do it every day if it's dry.
I have a Maggie at my house in the city, and if there's 1 week a year, it's unreal. And then 51 weeks a year, it's just kind of a tree.
We hooked up the hose through the garage now, so I don't have to cart the water around the front of the house anymore. So that's good.
What'd you get for a nozzle, or was it there?
It's one of those steel hose masks, but the actual hose that went in, like where you put the hose onto, it's kind of got the lever that comes up and down, and it just gushes right away. It's great.
Oh, yeah. You got a gusher.
No, she gushes straight up. Yeah.
Because I bought a fancy hose with one of those like 10 settings thing, but there isn't like even good consistent spray setting. Everything's like either gush, dribsies, turbo.
You can't get that like nice sprinkler one. Where
yeah,
it's
like more than a
shower,
light rain.
Like
yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to spray the hood of your car off. There isn't one that has like that kind of intensity.
Oh, you mean like the one that has the real pressure one? The jet? You want one of those, Ben? The jet?
Well,
setting?
Somewhere in between. Like, I don't need to send a wasp remains to Kingdom Come, but I do want them off my grill, you know?
Sure. That's it. Well, I guess you can't do power washers with cars because that probably starts taking off paint and stuff, right?
I guess so. I'll tell you, the motorhome gets some bugs on the windshield. Them falls are hard to get off. It's almost like scrapesies.
I remember being like sitting on the road one day, one of my first tours out west, and like just kind of outside of the club and sitting outside of the van out the front. And I just heard these like wasps come up to the... to the front and start like eating bugs off the thing.
What?
And I was like making these crunching sounds. I'm like, whoa, that's so disgusting. I'm getting out of here.
Gnarly.
Yeah, I was like, what is that? I didn't know wasps get in and just start crushing dead bugs.
What's up, wasps? Painting at the cottage, and there's a pipe that goes up into the roof, and wasps live up inside the opening where the pipe goes into the roof. And they weren't messing with me, but they wanted me to know that it was not cool that I was painting near their crib. And they were running what I would call, we stayed at a place called Terranea in California a few years ago for a corporate gig. And it used to be a SeaWorld. And then it was closed for like 25 years, and then it reopened as a resort. What they didn't factor in is that there were now birds of prey that used this as their habitat, and they were dive bombing French fry eaters by the pool. Yikes. So they opened this beautiful 5-star resort, and all of a sudden people are like, I'm not going there. You'll get your head ripped off by a hawk.
So what? That's what was going on with these little wasps? They
were
giving it to, like, drive-bys?
They had to run a harassment campaign at Terranea with... owls to get rid of the birds of prey. So I feel like I was the bird of prey, and they were running a harassment campaign against me. They didn't sting me. They didn't land on me. But they were doing drive-by, right by my ears.
Yeah, the consistent rips around your head, like, we know you're here.
And there were, it wasn't a swarm, so there were probably 20 at the most, but mostly there were kind of 6 to 8 persistent masks. But watching their, okay, there's 6 masks. This isn't enough. He's still painting. Okay, couple more masks, join in.
No.
Okay, let's bring a few more masks. And watching them,
where were they coming from?
They were up in the pipe.
Oh, so they're just showing up from upstairs.
Yeah, they were upstairs. It's like, Gary, Travis, Sean, come on.
Let's go, come on. They're not listening.
They're not listening. But this is the interesting thing.
Boots. We need more boots.
I have a 6-foot pole that goes onto the roller. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it from as far away as possible. And watching them come out and process, okay, there's the roller, there's the paint, but it's not the pole that's doing it. And watching them work their way down the pole to me and be like, aha, you're not pulling us?
Oh, no.
They were on to me.
Oh, no. So what did you do?
Well, I would go away, let it kind of die down for a couple minutes, then try to do some sneakies. Just kind of go back and with the pole on the roller as far away as I could. But you want a nice clean line up on the edge. So I probably took my life in my own hands a little more than I needed to. But yes, it was fascinating to watch that science.
So you're you're not getting rid of the nest there. You're going to let it go.
Okay. I was surprised. I went on the internet to find out what the best way to get rid of a wasp's nests is.
Yeah.
And first of all, they're less active at dusk and at dawn.
Yeah, nighttime.
So you shouldn't do it in the middle of the day.
No, you got to wait till nighttime. That's the best.
Yes. Second of all, it's like you could buy some Raid and just spray bomb in there, but why would you want to do that?
That'll just stir it up.
Yes. Also, you don't want to seal the hole while they're up in there, because wasps can actually get mad enough that they could eat through wood.
Yeah, you don't.
And the
need
next
that
thing
either.
You know, you have them in your crib.
Yeah.
So there are a couple of you could take some vinegar and Diet 7-Up, kind of homemade concoction kind of deals.
And get them to go into the bottle styles.
Oh, see, what's that?
Well, have you seen that where they they'll put a syrupy concoction and they can get inside, but then they can't get back out. So then all of a sudden you have 30 dead hornets.
Lobster trap styles.
Yeah.
What do you put in the bottle?
I think it's the way that they have the curvature of the top, and it's literally just whatever sugary syrup stuff you can find. I'm sure there's more humane ways to do it probably though. I don't know, a one timer with something quick.
Have you seen the bee mask?
What do you mean?
She's a woman from Austin, Texas, who sort of has a Lisa Loeb meets Thelma from Scooby-Doo vibe. She's bespectacled and soft-spoken. And she puts these videos on TikTok of her going into someone's shed and just making the bees burl right out of there into a comb that she tees up for them. So someone will call and say, we have bees in our attic. And she's just hand-bombing pieces of wood barehanded with 1,000 bees on them.
Well, that's bees, not hornets, though, right? Or wasps?
Wasps. No, these are bees.
So it's wasps? Yeah, bees, which are probably more easy to understand and handle. I think wasps are a little more like rats, where they're a little more aggressive and crazy. I don't know. Someone's going to write us on TNT or Taggart Torrance at Gmail saying, you guys don't know anything about
I know,
bees.
But I'm interested in this. And to that end,
exactly.
I would be curious to hear people's homemade remedies for getting rid of nests. Here's the other piece of information that you should have before you write an email. I can't see the nest. There's no net visible nest. It's a hole around a pipe that goes into the attic-ish. So a lot of the things that I saw said, wait till November, they'll be gone, then just get rid of the nest. That doesn't seem to be an option here. Obviously, sealing the pipe is not an option.
And the nest has a scent. I do know that. So, like, you can get rid of it, but the smell that they left will be there, and they'll come back. So you have to kind of get rid of every morsel of the reek as well as the actual nest.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I could be wrong. I don't want to be. I feel like I'm going to get some David Suzuki beam off, just like, Jer, you're just wrong in so many ways.
I'm sure there's an easy and humane way to do it. Part of it is also it's on the far side of the cottage. We're not there. They're not bothering anyone. They're kind of cool. It's only because I happen to be up there trying to paint it that it's a little bit inconvenient. But I ain't got no beef with wasps.
I do. I don't like wasps. I like the black ones, the mud daubers. Those are cool. Because they're not aggressive and they're just doing their own thing. But wasps, I think, they're aggressive and they're always attacking stuff. And just not a big fan of wasps.
Okay, so what's the difference between wasps and hornets?
I don't know. Are they the same thing?
I don't think so.
Are hornets?
What's a yellow jacket?
I thought that's a wasp, isn't it? That's a straight up.
Oh, here
wasp.
We go. People are already drafting emails like.
Yeah, right. You're like, guys, just stop talking about these things. These bees and wasps. This is really bad.
Well, okay. What's the difference between a hornet and a? By the way,
I don't know. But stop asking me.
But listen to this.
I don't know.
I typed into Google what's the difference between, and the number one response, like there's a lot of crow and a raven, alligator, crocodile, Alzheimer's, dementia, psychopath, sociopath, but the number one prompt, a condo and an apartment, but the number one prompt is hornet and a wasp.
There you go. So let's see. I think it's
wasp
the same
colony
thing.
Tends to be smaller with fewer than 100 individuals. Hornet colonies are much larger. Hornets build large, fully enclosed nests on trees or in shrubs. Both wasps and hornets will become aggressive if they feel their home is threatened.
All right, so I guess what are hornets bigger?
Which is worse, a hornet or a wasp? Hornets are known to be especially aggressive when their nest sites are threatened. Though both of them are generally known to be more hostile than bees, bald-faced hornets are specifically more aggressive. These particular creatures will sting even if there isn't much of a threat posed.
Yeah, they're dicks. See, I told you. That's it.
Wasps and hornets are dicks.
They're dicks.
They're both the same thing. Here we go. A hornet is a type of wasp.
The main difference
between hornets and wasps, such as paper wasps and yellow jackets, is size. Hornets are more robust and larger. Mm. Girl.
All right.
Okay.
All right. There we go. We know now.
Okay.
We know more about hornets and wasps.
I still don't like them.
I like bees and mud daubers, baby.
What's a mud dauber?
Those are the big black ones.
The Caribbean queens of the insect
world? Yeah, exactly, for sure.
Okay, confession time.
Okay, what?
In 1990-something, there was, before karaoke was really a thing, there was a booth in Cavendish PEI where you could record a song, like karaoke, to the track, and you could be given it on cassette. And I recorded... There'll be sad songs to make you cry, yeah. Remember? By Billy Ocean?
Yeah.
As a gift for a young lady.
Ah, really? How did that go over?
Not great. I think she had she had a gentleman caller.
I love that part in Caribbean Queen when he's like, when he's really pushing it.
Where is that? Find it.
Okay.
Is it towards the end?
Is it towards the end?
Where is Billy Ocean today? Oh, there it is. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's in it.
Hold on.
That's a jam.
Here it comes. This part.
Yes.
It's like Let me just show you how I do it. Like, straight up on, like, it's so great.
Do you mean he's simulating intercourse?
That's what I like to think.
Is Billy Ocean Yacht Rock? Because that's Oodle Deck.
Sure it is. Yeah. Oh, definitely.
That sounds like Yacht Rock.
It totally is. Yes, 100%.
Okay, this leads nicely into my game.
Okay.
So cue it up back to the start of the song. The game is called Sing Along.
Okay.
You have to jump in and sing along. And we'll start with this song that you have heard before, but then we'll get to some songs that you've never heard before, and that's where it actually gets really fun.
Okay.
And you have to give her, though. Commit. Here you go. Good luck. You have to sing.
Really? I gotta sing this?
Yeah. So you have to try to figure out, see if you can, like, track along. This is a pretty long intro.
I know.
But sing as, like, sing your heart out. Good luck.
Okay. Oh,
oh man.
It's long. It's a tap dancer.
What is the TTV on this map?
So far, 45 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, it's this has got to be it right here.
Okay.
Sing. Go for it.
Okay.
What?
She's simply awesome.
This must be it here. Hold on. Okay, go.
She danced by me, unpainted on jeans. And all heads turned, cause she was the dream. I got the lyrics here.
Oh, take them down.
I don't know them.
Well, that's the point.
I'll look away.
That's the whole point. You don't know them and you have to try to fall into it.
So I could see her flying away. Like, now I gotcha. I wasn't so. I don't know. Running around is the funnest my day.
You're looking again.
Going around, oh, the finest for play. Here comes. Caribbean Queen, sharing the same dream, and a heart that beat as one.
Okay, so here's the game now.
No more hearts on the run. Something like that.
He talks a lot about love on the run and stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Here's how the game is supposed
okay,
to be
now
played.
I get it. Now
it's
I get
called
it.
Sing Along, but it obviously works better with a song you've never heard before.
Yeah,
and
lyrics
you have to try
gone.
To sing along. We were trying it in the car the other day.
Okay.
And it's pretty fun. So I want to give you a song and see if you can jump in and sing along.
I did, though, already. Isn't it your turn?
All right, give me a song then. But here's the challenge. When you play it on YouTube, the lyrics come up.
Well, don't. Go to Apple Music.
Oh, okay.
Find it on there. Yeah.
All right. Is that what you did?
And you'll just... Yeah.
Okay,
I put up
right.
the lyrics, but I took them off, so you don't need the lyrics.
Okay. So what's my song?
Your song is Holiday by Madonna.
I might know more of those lyrics than
might
care to confess.
<You didn't. laughs>
Okay.
You got it?
Oh, wait a sec.
What?
Help me sort this. It's playing in my headphones. I have to take my headphones out, don't I?
Well, no, you have to... is it on the computer that you're recording?
The computer that I'm recording... No, it's on my phone, but I'm using my phone to talk to you.
Oh.
Okay, so here's what I do. I go to my iPad and open up Apple Music,
play it on
right?
there.
Yeah,
okay. Play it. There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Now All we right. got it.
Okay, Holiday by Madonna.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of her first songs, right?
Was it?
I think so.
I can't even think of how the verse goes.
I know. Good luck.
Can you hear it through my headphones?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yep. Okay, I have a good long time to vocal on this one, too.
Here we go.
I was just imagining Madonna's lawyers reviewing this.
And like, what do you mean?
Like, should we sue them? You know what? No, let it ride. This must be it here. The day. Okay, good start. Okay, what's now I got it. Holiday.
Yeah.
Okay. If we took a holiday, since it's time to celebrate, just one day out of life, it would be so nice. If we took a holiday.
It's like you're in the shower.
Can we have a celebration? Around the world. In every nation. Time for the good time. Forget about the bad time, lawyer.
Come on, give her. Give her now.
Brother. It's been a holiday.
It's like Sid, the most annoying kid ever in the library. Like in class,
it's
you're like
so annoying. There's something about the combo of going for it but not knowing the words at all.
Holiday. Because you know there's a person doing that always. Like you're at a restaurant, you can hear someone in the back doing it. Holiday.
Carol said, imagine going on a car trip with that person who is like always sort of close.
Yeah, man. Okay. Oh. Now I'm into it, so what's...
Okay.
Pick
so,
me another one.
I want to find you a song that you don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't know any lyrics, so...
Okay, good.
You're
so
pretty good to
your
go.
Your song is Señorita by Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes.
It's... What's it called again?
Señorita by Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes.
All right, I know this song.
Do you?
Yeah. All right. Well, I've heard it on the pop radio station.
Yeah. So. All right. Good luck.
Okay, here we go.
Like, imagine there's a last minute, like, Camila's sick. Jeremy, get out there and sing it. I don't know the words. It doesn't matter. Go.
All right, here we go. Senorita, don't you be the beat with me, Yurita. I love it when you say la 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 and sing bam bam bam. Yes, it about the beach, and up in the beach. Yeah.
Trying to sing along with a song you don't know is so hard.
All right, okay, that's it for that one. But now, hold on, now you got to do one.
That's
here,
good stuff. Why are they all so high?
Okay, I got a great one for you.
Oh.
Okay, I want you to do Sean Mullins Rockabye.
Oh, I probably know more of this. Isn't this about Drew Barrymore?
Is it?
Yeah.
That's classic.
You still think everything's going to be all right, bud?
Sean
Mullins, it's a good one. All right, here we go. Can you hear it?
It's one of those cheesy talking beginnings.
Okay. Where does it come in? Must be here. She grew up in Hollywood Hills. Surrounded by booze and pills. Her parents were a doctor and she sold Mary Kay. And everyone told her things were going to be okay. She had a plan.
Oh, he doesn't go.
She's
to the chorus.
She's going to move out to Ohio with her boyfriend. His name was Stan. And she always wanted to study art in college. But her grandmother was the only one in her family that had any kind of knowledge. Everything is going to be alright. Rock-a-bye. Rock-a-bye.
Give her this one.
And everything's gonna be alright. Rock-a-bye. Rock-a-bye.
Okay.
Rock-a-bye.
Alright, that's good.
The talking part is brutal.
I know. You cannot.
Do you know what? Here's the added layer of sing-along. I have you in both ears laughing. So I can't hear what key it's in.
Oh, no. I'll try and not do it.
That's a great game.
Let's keep going. One more each.
Okay, I have one for you. And it's just a different kind. It's We Didn't Start the Fire.
Oh, come on.
It's like one of those.
Seriously? Come on.
Like you've been hired to sing backup for Billy Joel. At Madison Square Garden.
Is this the live version? I think it's
must
live.
Be.
Oh, okay, hold on. Oh no, is that part of the deal? It sounds it's live always.
Oh, it's so fast.
So I'm gonna be like.
You're gonna be like, move on, Mr. Tapete. Yeah.
Someone's going crazy with the octobons in the background.
This is a horn of a song. Good luck.
Okay.
Changed up my thing, rock and roll, did the do, everybody did stuff, things going crazy, well, everyone does this, what the fuck's going on, I like this crazy stuff, and everybody's going down, ooh, yeah, ooh, wow. Flying in front of Woodstock, and in front of Pink Spock. Everybody look like Spock. Everybody's doing the things everywhere, it's everywhere. How's it gonna touch it? That's what I'm gonna say! Start the fire! It was always burning since the world was turning. We didn't start the fire! It was always started with the world was burning. Everybody crying around, fucking rushing. Communist rock.
You could. You could bluff your way through We Didn't Start the Fire because the whole song is basically what's going on.
Yeah, right?
This is off, this is on, what the heck is going on?
What's that stink? What's that buzz? Turn off all the lights, buzz. It's just nothing.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, good work.
Here comes your next one.
Okay. Oh.
I want to make sure I get a good one for you. Okay.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
How about Smooth? Smooth by Santana.
Oh, barf.
Yeah.
Oh, barf. Rob Thomas. But a little birdier.
Gotta say, Rob Thomas is a pretty nice guy.
He's a bud, right?
Yeah, he really is. And he said, he's like, hey, man, I remember I met your singer, man. He was really not cool to me. Like, that really? Was like the first thing he said to me when I met him again, yeah.
Aww. Like, just out with it.
I know. I'm like, hey, bud, I got you.
Okay.
You got it?
Yes. Oh, and then I have one more for you. Okay. Smooth. Rob Thomas. Here we go. Ugh.
Oh. It's on, baby.
Oh, I can't stand it.
You're in a Vegas lobby instantly.
Is this it? Listen, yep. I'm not one. I want the Spanish senorita.
That's the wrong song.
She's up in Harlem. Let's go. She was good. Reason to be. Oh, here it's the Spanish part. Harlem is the Lisa. I said, I heard that. Nice to meet ya.
And senorita.
I can go. It's always good enough. And life ain't big enough. And never talk or never. Never change your mind. Just let it will hard make it real. Or else forget about it. Isn't that the one? God,
that's like if you're. A guy with headphones is singing it on a bus. Sun, moon, keep going. Gonna,
same thing that you ever seen. That you just can't be just love. Kind of love and see in your mouth. Oh my God. Or else forget about it. Wow, I was way off on that God. One. It's
like, oh, imagine that guy on the bus. You're like, serious, like, you're like, it's okay that you don't know the words.
Or else just stop.
Don't forget about it.
The best thing is, it's nowhere near the whole way through, and then or else forget about it is blocked. Yeah. Like, okay, so you have heard it before. You're just that bad at it.
I didn't know the song was kind of like Senorita.
Or else like forget about it.
The melody's very similar, actually.
Oh.
Bum ba do da ba da ba di do ba do ya ba. No, right, forget about it.
Okay, one more for you.
Okay, what?
It's called Butter by BTS.
Butter?
Yeah, it's a pop song.
Oh, it's the Korean bod, yeah. Sir? The biggest thing in the world?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
Good luck.
Yeah. Smooth like butter, like a criminal butter. Smooth like butter, breaking into your heart. Smooth like butter. Cool like butter. How it is, what's like sugar?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, man. Oh, your girls must love that song, eh?
I'm just trying to picture you auditioning for BTS, and they're like, I don't know if he's heard the song before.
Actually, you know what? They're
just committing to those risky runs.
No, there's an ongoing joke of me and my kids, like, joking, saying, like, if I was in BTS, I was just like, No, I'm saying if there was, like, if I was in BTS and I'm, like, the dad guy and I just stand there, but I get the most fan mail. So they're all doing their dancing around and I'm just kind of standing in the back.
And people are like, but who's that guy? He's wonderful.
The dad guy. BTS.
That is a fun game. And especially, it's one you can play in the car, because especially if you have like the Sirius or something, so you can change genres. So someone says jazz and you have to switch to a jazz channel and start singing whatever comes on. Like sometimes you get lucky and it's a song you've heard before, but sometimes you get butter.
Oh man, that is classic. Woo! But that, good game, solid
good game. So, Jeremy, it sounds like Justin Trudeau is calling an election for September 20th.
Yeah.
That's it.
Great. Good timing.
That's it. That's his whole platform.
Is that it? That's
what are you running on this time? That's it. Last 8 years, well, that's it.
I guess he figures, like, it's really, I don't know, maybe the PCs have gone so far to the right where he's like, logic will win him another election, maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
The thing I read is that he's hoping to cash in on the kind of goodwill around how he handled the COVID.
Yeah. Yes, but we're still in the fourth wave starting here, so I don't think anybody's should be patting anybody on the back.
I know.
But I mean, the fact that you're seeing like PC candidates or whatever, MPs talking about it, and they're like, I don't want to talk about if I got vaccinated or not. It's like, really? That's all you got now? Like, there's idiots out there that refuse to be vaccinated. I know there's some people that can't be if they have an allergic thing. There's very few, and that's why even more so that people should get vaccinated to protect those people. But now there's, like, enough people that think that it's some kind of government conspiracy that they're willing to play that to get their votes, which is really shows you what state this country's in, which is upside down, man. It's crazy.
Here's going to be the wild thing. One of the companies that I work for in the United States has just said they're going to be terminating all employees who aren't vaccinated in the next month.
There you go.
So when your workplace starts to force your hand, or when you want to travel outside your country and suddenly can't because you chose to be anti-vax or whatever, like, that's where you kind of run out of runway, don't you?
Absolutely. And I'm hoping.
So do those
that,
people just
more
cave?
Of that happens. Well, I mean, we're trying to get through a pandemic. And if you don't try and do everything you can to put layers of protection, then it's not going to end ever. And if you have like 30% of you know, I don't know, what 30 to 50 or something that haven't been vaxxed yet. I think it's 93% of people over 80. It's all about just protecting vulnerable people. And 30% of people not doing it just because they think that there's something going on is, it's just ignorance.
Where is that the number?
What's that?
Where 30% of people where?
Well, I was looking. It changes from 80 to like 20 or whatever. But I'm just saying, like, overall from that age group. Like, I think it's 71% of the 40 to 50 are fully vaxxed, something like that.
Right.
But anyway, it's just of the other age groups and the fact that under 12 haven't gotten any. And this Delta variant is starting to affect children now. So, I'm starting to think of, you know, Annalise has to start school in September. And if there's a surge of kids getting it, I mean, I feel like we're not safe, you know.
I saw a clip yesterday with a very prominent epidemiologist who spent his whole career, 40 years, studying diseases and pandemics all over the world. And he said there was, you know, a myth that kids couldn't get this. And I'm afraid to say that's completely dangerous and scary and false. And there are kids, you know, on ventilators in ICU. Imagine. But I don't know. We've talked about it before, but of all things you could be anti in the world at this moment, vax and mask just seems like directing your energy in the wrong way.
Well, yeah, it's anti, you know, it's not just anti-vax and anti-mask. It's anti-helping. It's anti, you know, trying to get out of this mess. And, it pisses me off that there's places for this to exist, like disinformation and misinformation, like on Facebook or wherever else, where you just like, it's some stupid story of, somebody getting a bad reaction to, you know, a skin reaction or something to the vaccine, but they fail to mention that it cleared up 10 days afterwards. You know what I mean? They just show like these pusses on their face and, oh my God, don't get a vaccine. Look what happened to this guy. But 10 days after that, it was fine. Everybody has a reaction to it. That's how it is. It's your body dealing and then getting to the point where it can create those spiked proteins in that artificial sense. So the virus beats it out of your system. Or if you do get it, it's a less of a case. And that's that. Like, we got to go keep moving forward.
I almost don't know, like, if you don't know yet that it's bad or why it's not something you would want or that it's real, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the next part of the conversation is. Like,
honestly, that's the thing. It's I think that to me, it's like, well, you know what? Lose my phone number. Because it's hard for me to have that conversation with people when it's like, this is to help humanity, man. This isn't like a conversation where you're like, your opinion, you're just like, you can just disagree and that's cool. I mean, if you're a healthy person, you got to do what you can to help. That's it.
That's it. I wonder why Justin Trudeau would want another 4 years of this. He must be exhausted. Like,
I don't know, man.
Aside from what, you know, party or beliefs you have, that job must be rough. And there must never be enough hours in the day, especially because you get the sense he's a family dude. That must be hard. It's been a big chunk of his kid's childhood that he's been doing this. You think he'd be like, cool, I'm out.
I don't know. Maybe he digs it. He's young. He got into it at the right age to be into it. So he's probably digging it. I mean, it's not, I don't know. Until you do it, I don't know. I'd like to see actually what's going on in 24-hour days. You know? I think you kind of can create your own world in that world. And we all know what Trump did in his, where it was like, I just didn't see him reading books every day or doing meetings or getting through question and answer periods with different various government leaders. You know, I just didn't see that happening. I just saw him doing whatever he wanted. You know, so who knows what actually happens when you have the power to create the party and do what you want.
I know, but think about every choice you make, 50% of people are going to be like, man, really? A canoe ride? Screw you, dude.
Well, yeah, that comes with it, right? That's part of the deal.
Yeah, but there's still humans. You know,
maybe if he... I don't know, had a different look or something. It's like, that's what happens when you have the kind of fancy hairdo and all that. It's like people start to pick apart that part of your life too.
He's taking heat for that stuff.
I know. Like, you're born with your looks and yet it's like, okay, whatever.
I like Jagmeet Singh. I like his energy and confidence, and I find him very confidence instilling, and I'm drawn to him as a human being. Like, politics aside, he just seems like a good dude.
He is a smart dude. Is it, I know on his Twitter it says, like jug or like hug meat sing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's hug meat or jug meat.
Really?
The correct pronunciation. I don't know, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, He definitely is qualified to do.
Oh, you're right, Jer.
Do a job. Yeah.
Rhymes with hug meat. Oh, yeah. My apologies, Jugmeet Singh.
Yeah.
He was this week because there's an election going on here, as you know. And they're bringing in the heavies because the Liberals were way ahead, and all of a sudden the gap is closing. So they're trotting out all their big names to come take it to the finish line.
Well, I mean, it like I said before, I mean, it's at this point, it's policy over party. And I'm getting tired of seeing the same old, same old. And it, like you said, I think whenever Jugmeet speaks, it sounds like he's coming from the right place. And I mean, I grew up, my mother used to campaign for the NDP and Ed Broadbent back in the day. So I've kind of always had a likeness to what they've been doing. And I feel like Bob Rae kind of screwed it up, and I felt, you know, it kind of sent them off course, and Jack Layton started to bring them back. And obviously how his death kind of affected the party in a huge way, because they were gaining so much ground. And I think it's worth, where with Jugmeet at this point, they're kind of back in that position to give them a fair chance. And there's just a, at this point, we need to kind of start doing these things to get to the next step, as opposed to talking about it, you know?
I can't remember if I was telling you, I know I told you that I went campaigning with Tamara, but her campaign manager was talking about the science of, yeah, I think I did talk about it on here, whether you go after the votes that you think you can't flip, or like what energy do you put into trying to court people. It's there's more science and math to it than you would think. And I guess even figuring out like what neighborhood should we spend time in. This one's a lost cause, we shouldn't bother. For example, in Truro, it's home of Stanfields. Robert Stanfield was, as they said, the best Canadian prime minister we never had. So it's been historically very conservative here. So it's hard to know if people will just necessarily vote conservative because their fathers and grandfathers did. That often happens. One of the houses that we went to, I can't remember if I mentioned, the woman sitting on the porch was like, my husband told me we're voting this certain way. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's unbelievable, man.
Yeah. But what do you think about anything? I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, that's scary stuff. Or like when you see, kids that aren't allowed to get vaxxed because their parents won't let them. Like that's a thing too. It's just unfortunate.
Yes.
To see that kind of ignorance.
Somewhere up north, and I'd have to check if it's Northwest Territories, people run against each other in towns. It's not, there's no party associated with it. Whoever gets the most votes wins. And then all the people that won form the council. So
there you go.
It's kind of, I mean, the upside is obviously the people that are there are the people that the public has the most confidence in. The downside, it was explained to me, is if one government is doing really good work, then all of a sudden there's a whole new group of people 4 years later. There's no one to kind of carry things that take a long time through. So you're kind of starting from scratch every 4 years, which kind of makes sense too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's the fact that everyone probably knows everybody since it's a, you know, smaller community.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why you should run, bud.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I should run?
Yeah, you should run.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know. I just thought it was a funny conclusion to this conversation.
Oh my gosh. That would be great. Crazier things have happened in this world.
Well, my father-in-law said to me a couple of weeks ago, you know, if you wanted to and so-and-so wasn't running, you might have a shot.
Yeah.
But it's not the job for me, that's for sure.
That's the thing. Like, you have to be passionate, and obviously you have to have a vision of where you see things going to make things better. So, you know, I think it first and foremost, you have to start at your local grassroots area and look at what needs to be done and see what you can do to improve them. And if you can create a platform that works for your neighborhood,
you definitely have to do that. But you also have to have the interest in showing up at every ribbon cutting and every community day and every shovel ground turning over.
Not to mention building and going down the streets of every knocking on doors, right? The knocking on the every door. How's it going?
Hey. Hey, hi.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Taggart. Nice to meet you.
Okay.
I'm running for office here and just wanted to say hello and how's it going? Ever having a great day?
Yeah.
Is there anything that you'd like to be addressed in this town? Anything you see that bothers you, or if there's anything that you would like to change? I'm your guy. Give me a call. Here's my card.
Well, wait, and, since you're here.
Well, no, let's talk about it right
can
now.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
You know the other fellow that's running against you?
Yeah, I know him, yeah.
Yeah, hit Arthur.
Arthur, yeah.
He'll probably get back in, if we're being honest, right?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, I wish him the best of luck, and he's had a good run, but I do believe that I can kind of shake things up the way that they need to be around here and make things better.
You know where King Street is one way up to Queen Street?
Oh, yeah.
What'd they do that for?
I don't know. It drives me crazy.
It drives me crazy, too, because I used to come the other way. And now you have to go all the way around Front Street.
Believe me, I was a queen to king guy, not this whole king to queen guy.
So tell me this. Is that something
I'm,
you would
I'm
change?
I'm all for changing queen back to king.
You would change it back.
Taking queen to get to king instead of taking king to get to queen.
Now tell me this. You know what...
I have another visitor.
Yeah,
hello.
Just one more question.
Is there someone at the door? Yeah, there is
someone
at the door. Come on in.
You know the apple baskets they hang during the Apple Blossom
Festival?
Hello, Annalise.
Well,
they
would you like the charger?
They were painted red.
Okay, here you go. Sorry.
You know, I was just going to ask you one more question. Thanks.
Okay, no problem. There you go. Yeah, sure. What's your question, sir?
You know the Apple Blossom Festival, they have those buckets that used to be painted red.
Oh, yeah. And the Scramblers. Yeah, the scrambler that they call them the little Macs, the Macintosh scramblers. Yeah.
Yeah, but now they painted them green, I noticed. What's that for?
Well, I know. They call them the grannies now. Now they're the granny apples, and I just I want to take them back to Macs. I should call my campaign Back to Macs, to be honest, because this whole granny green thing is just outdated and doesn't make sense.
Okay, so basically, what you're saying is...
Queen to king, and back to Max.
So you're against progress,
king to queen.
Too.
Yeah, I'm against queen to queen. I'm also against the granny Max.
Okay. Now, let me ask you something.
What's that?
You know, they have the carnival there every summer, and sometimes a couple months ago, the scrambler hit some tree branches. That's not right.
No, that tree should not have been there. So I would like to move that tree.
Well, you're going to move the tree or you're going to move the ride or move the tree?
Well, it depends on what people like. Some people want to move the tree and some people want to move the scrambler.
What do you want? What do you think?
Well, I'd actually know what you'd think. I mean, I'm actually go as far as to let you make the decision.
Well, you know what I would do is I would move the tree.
You'd move the tree, eh?
Yeah.
Because that's what I was going to say. I was going to move the tree myself.
You didn't let me finish. I was going to move the tree closer to the ride and then take the ride down.
How did you... That's it. To move the tree a little and then the ride. Yeah. That's really... Can I write that down in my platform campaign newspaper?
Jeremy, you're actually better at this than I even thought you would be. Teflon Jer, nothing sticks.
I just want you to make this decision and watch me go to work for you.
You know what? I was just thinking that. So weird. I was thinking the same thing. Like, I didn't even tell you. You didn't have to.
Oh, man. It's like the yes man campaign, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me what you want to do? And then I'll do it.
This is the rub, though. It's hard not to be a little cynical about it, because whoever gets voted in will just say, oh, yeah, but the fellows that were here before lied about the budget. So I have to clean up her mess and clean up his mess, and it's going to take us 4 years.
I know. That's what I think, that nothing really happens, and then you can kind of do it.
Well, it's been interesting to see here in Nova Scotia, because as I mentioned, the Liberals were out in front, and now they're slipping a bit. So all of a sudden they're like, I know our platform came out last week, but also, did we forget to mention this? And also, did we forget to mention these two things? They're like just throwing kindling on the fire to keep it going. But
just adding.
Everyone's just adding stuff. Like the Tories had a, you know what, $500 dog credit. You get a dog and we'll give you $500.
A dog credit?
Yeah, there's a dog credit.
If you get a dog, like what? Like if you go to get it out of the pound
or something?
Yeah, if
you get a dog, it'll be $500 to get a dog. And people are like,
any
dog. Dog credit? No, it must be adopt a dog. It must be at a shelter.
Because didn't they get rid of the green card thing? Like if you buy like a hybrid car, you got the $5,000 or whatever.
I don't know. Did they?
I think they got rid of that, yeah.
And then there was, hey, you're a senior, you can stay in your home, give $500 to help with stay in your home.
We're going to, you want to give you free socks?
What do you guys,
and,
what do you guys want, an East Coast Lifestyle hoodie? Everyone gets an East Coast Lifestyle hoodie and a donair. Those are promises that would mean something to people.
The donair's midnight donair delivery service, just to get the votes. Like a six-pack and donair.
Dazzy! I will tell you, though,
Dazzy,
of the doors that I knocked on with Tamara, every single person mentioned healthcare. There's a real problem with family doctors here. There's 70,000 Nova Scotians that don't have a family doctor. Do you guys have a family doctor?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Are they good?
She's awesome, yeah.
Can you get in to see her whenever you want?
Yep.
Great.
Yep, yeah. You don't have a family doctor?
We do.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but a lot of Nova Scotian people don't.
I guess it's not, well, I mean, Lisa had her first, when we first met, I just started going to her as well. And obviously when we had the kids, they all grew up going to her. So, yeah, I feel lucky. She's amazing.
Super lucky. Because the other issue here is with ambulance response time. And so the issue is ambulances go pick up someone, take them to the hospital. There's no room in the hospital to offload them. So they have to wait in the parking lot with a patient.
Oh,
and then someone else calls an ambulance and there's no ambulance to go because they're all in the parking lot waiting for a bed in the hospital. Like it's really not great.
No, that's really crazy.
Anyway, yikes. This was our political special.
It was, yeah. It went from the fun of Butter by BTS to let's answer some tough questions and get some votes.
But we also played Sing Along.
I guess, yeah, and seeing like how some of these clowns that have gotten in there, like your Doug Fords and the Kenny guy.
Yeah.
Like, you can kind of do anything. You can just like, yeah, I watch sports and I like action films, and I like to drink a beer now and again, and vote for me.
You just have to go go hard. Figure out who your audience is and go hard.
Yeah. I like truck nuts, and I don't like masks. Let's go.
Wouldn't work in some places. Would work in some places.
Yeah.
I want to...
Truck nuts or not.
I want to run in Newfoundland, and when someone says, what's your platform... I just say, Dazzy!
Yeah, that's
Dazzy!
Right. Every single thing that's going to come, end it. And anything that's annoying, it's over.
Dazzy!
And Dazzy, yeah. Everything is over.
What are you going to do? Only good stuff.
Okay, so I'll be a guy asking you a question.
Sure. What do you ask?
What's your name? What's his
name? Wayne.
Wayne Critch?
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Wayne Grint? He's like Mark Critch's cousin for sure. Okay. Okay, Mr. Critch, What are you going to do about the Ballyhaley Golf Club?
Busy.
Hey, Mr. Critch, we want more Mary Brown's locations. What are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
Mr. Critch, we want to have more swimming pools in the summertime open.
Here, la.
Mr. Critch, what are you going to do about snow removal?
Or disease. Like, genius. People are like, wait a sec, he's actually right. I think he's on to something.
This guy.
Good chatting, bud.
Good chatting, bud. Talk to you soon.